Hey everybody, I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia for Kevin Dixie's Train and Learn event with no other choice. And I was humbled to be asked to be a presenter this year. And if you're here, look forward to seeing you and meeting you in a couple hours. But check this event out if you haven't before. It's a lot of stuff. You can learn a bunch about furthering your business as well as take firearms training as well. And while I'm here in Atlanta, I just wanted to do something quick because my time is short this morning. And I'm going to call this good shoot or bad shoot. And I'm going to present a case that happened a couple days ago in Nashville, Tennessee, of all places, well, just outside of Nashville. And I just want your input as my viewer, who should be well-versed in our individual liberties, specifically the Second Amendment. I want your opinion on this. Is this a good shoot or a bad shoot? This is brought to us by CMMG, who makes a ton of tools for our community. Different colored tools, different chambering tools. They have short ones. They have long ones. They have all kinds of great stuff. Check them out. And if you use code GNG10 at CMMG, you will save huge on your order. Check them out. Thank you to CMMG. All right, so we're traveling to Nashville, Tennessee on this story, just outside one of the suburbs. It's called Antioch. And I think it was Monday night, late Monday night into Tuesday morning, which is funny because I was in that area up until Saturday. A guy was 3:30 in the morning. He was awakened because in his apartment complex, there were two criminals breaking into cars. He went out. He was armed with an AR-15, and he confronted the person breaking into his car. The two people breaking into his car, rather. He ended up firing on them. Don't know what happened between the second, the time when he comes out and presents and to when he presses the trigger. But he did shoot and injure one of the two. The men fled. One of them who was shot was found hiding in a dumpster by the Nashville Metro Police Department. And he was armed. So, it appears from the stories and the news articles that the bad guy, good shooter, bad shoot, that the perpetrator breaking into the car, although he was armed, didn't have time to draw his weapon. Maybe that's when he was shot. Don't know. Those are the facts that have been presented thus far. The police have seized the shooter's AR-15, but no charges have been filed yet. I ask you, with those facts, good shoot or bad shoot? I think this is a cool exercise to see where people's thought process go. Keep in mind the laws of self-defense. If you don't know them and you carry a gun, that's a homework assignment. You absolutely need to know the laws of self-defense specifically for your state. So, again, comment down below, good shoot or bad shoot, and let us know why. I can't wait to read these today. This is going to be a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, just outside of Atlanta. It's already hot and muggy. I was outside doing a little bit of a walk. I mean, it's already like 152 degrees and 100% humidity, but appreciate each and every single one of you. Have a phenomenal day. Subscribe to the channel to stay in the know on all things related to the Second Amendment, and have a great day. God bless you. Take care.